This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian missiles hit power facilities on Friday across Ukraine, where President Volodymyr Zelensky returned from a tour of Western capitals. And Ukrainian officials said a long-awaited Russian offensive was underway in the east. Ukraine's armed forces said in an evening update that Russian forces fired more than 100 missiles throughout the country and staged 12 air and 20 shelling attacks. It said 61 cruise missiles were destroyed. Energy Minister German Galushchenko said Russia had hit power facilities in six regions with missiles and drones, causing blackouts across most of Ukraine. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Poland later this month. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will meet with Poland's president about bilateral cooperation,
as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
The president is trying to rally allies as the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine war approaches. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the visit is meant to give Ukraine a boost, too.
We know the next weeks and months are going to be difficult and critical, especially for their armed forces, and the United States is going to continue to stand by them.
Russia is believed to be planning a renewed offensive in conjunction with the anniversary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United Nations Security Council will next week discuss whether it will allow the UN to deliver aid to rebel-held northwest Syria through more than one Turkish border crossing following Monday's devastating earthquake. It's a move that Russia does not think is needed. The death toll in Turkey and Syria has passed 23,000. Some diplomats are expressing frustration that the 15-member council has been slow to act after Secretary General Antonio Guterres pressed for more access to northwest Syria via Turkey. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States announced its intent to fund programs to protect Brazil's Amazon rainforest in a joint statement signed by both nations on Friday following a summit between Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and U.S. President Joe Biden. They also discussed the effects of political unrest tied to far-right former presidents. Here's what Biden had to say about that.
Brazil, the United States, stand together. We reject political violence and we put great value in our democratic institutions.
The summit marked the first Washington meeting between Biden and Lula since Lula's election victory late last year. Moldovan Prime Minister Natalia Gavrilita announced Friday she and her government are resigning after 18 months as Russia's invasion of neighboring Ukraine stifled her efforts to initiate reforms aimed at joining the European Union. VOA's Jeff Custer reports on how the Ukraine war has affected the former Soviet Republic.
Since the invasion nearly a year ago, the UN Refugee Agency reports more than 765,000 Ukrainian refugees have come across the border into Moldova. Meanwhile, Russia cut off its energy supplies, which helped drive inflation to nearly 30%. The war itself has spilled across the border as well, with Moldova suffering power cuts as a result of attacks on Ukraine's electrical grid. And Friday, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said a Russian missile targeting his nation passed through Moldovan airspace. Friday's events come one day after Zelensky told EU leaders in Brussels his country had intercepted a detailed Russian plan to destroy Moldova politically by breaking down the democratic order and establishing control, as it has attempted to do in Ukraine. He said he informed Moldovan President Maia Sandu of the plans immediately. Speaking with VOA Friday, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said he could not confirm Zelensky's claims. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
CNN is reporting the chief prosecutor for Shelby County, Tennessee, will examine the case files of the five former Memphis police officers who've been charged in the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols. Shelby County District Attorney Stephen Mulroy said in the statement that his office will review all prior cases, closed and pending, of the five dismissed officers who face second-degree murder, assault, and kidnapping charges in Nichols' death. Tyree Nichols was a 29-year-old black man who was severely beaten by police after a traffic stop January 7th, he died in the hospital 3 days later. A Nicaraguan court sentenced Catholic Bishop Rolando Alvarez to more than 26 years in prison on Friday, a day after the cleric and critic of President Daniel Ortega declined to be expelled to the United States as part of a prisoner release. And the United Nations top human rights official urged on Friday for an international force to be deployed to violence-ravaged Haiti, describing the island nation's multiple crises as a living nightmare. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.